The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai, Ireland's fastest growing car brand. Join the Hyundai revolution. The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai, Ireland's fastest growing car brand. Join the Hyundai revolution.
Welcome back to the programme. A texter has been on to say that the biggest group of non-Irish nationals living here, according to the last sentence, are Polish, who have increased by 93% since 2006, putting them ahead of UK nationals. And yet there were others there asserting, we'll have to find that out, where the truth lies there. Now, one of the things we do know about today, that it is Mother's Day. And sometimes I'm not sure where I stand on these issues of Mother's Day and Father's Day. I sometimes, because I'm that sort of a person, figure that they were dreamed up by card makers or tulip sellers or rose sellers. But anyway, now I'm going to be very open-minded on this. And I've been joined by Yvonne Hogan, who's editor of Irish Independent Health and Living magazine. It being Mother's Day, we decided to look at the portrayal of some of the most memorable matriarchs from the movie. I have to say, listening to some of the clips, some of them sound like demented.
Exactly,
it has to be said. Tell us about the kind of portrayal.
Well, I blame Freud, actually, for most of the portrayals in movies, because we're obsessed with the mother, I think, in our culture. I suppose the most obvious one to look at is Psycho, Norman Bates. You know, his mother died, he couldn't cope with the loss of her, so he reinvented her. So there's huge scope for exploring that in cinema, and there's some wonderful portrayals of mothers in cinema. And the one that sticks out most in my mind, of course, is Faye Dunaway as Joan Crawford in Mommy Dearest.
Yeah.
And I believe we have a clip of that.
We do, yeah. Just remind people of what of the backstory.
Well,
so
basically,
to speak.
It's based on a biography by Christine Crawford, who was one of Joan Crawford's four adopted children. And after Joan Crawford died, she wrote a book claiming that she was basically abused by Crawford, who was like an alcoholic control freak, and that she was adopted just for publicity reasons. Now, subsequently, some of her siblings challenged this, and actually, the story is still going on because Christine Crawford is actually touring with a documentary called Surviving Mommy Dearest. She wasn't happy at all with the portrayal of the movie because she thought it made it into kind of a camp, melodramatic story told from the point of view of a movie star, which it did, and which is why it has such cult status and why it is so successful.
Yeah, and I think we're going to hear now, because the public image was of sweetness and light and beautiful children and Call
absolutely.
Me Mommy Dearest.
And actually, Crawford won an Oscar for portraying Mildred Pierce in 1945, you know, for, you know, the stoic mother, selfless mother who'll do anything for her children with the spoiled brat. So it's actually kind of turned on its head. But the one scene I think that sticks out in people's heads is the wire hanger scene, which is the clip we have.
Let's have a listen.
No wire hangers! What's wire hangers doing in this closet when I told you no wire hangers ever? Till I'm half dead, and I hear people saying she's getting old. What do I get? A daughter! Who cares as much about the beautiful dresses I give her as she cares about me? What's wire hangers doing in this closet? Answer me!
Wire hangers. I never knew it was quite such a crime.
Well, they do destroy your clothes, and she probably spent a lot on them. But like, it's a very, like, there's a lot of scenes of cruelty like that in the film. Like, there's another one I remember of, I think the little girl kneeling on soap, you know, soap powder because she didn't clean the bathroom properly. So it was a really horrendously camp film. And actually, Faye Dunaway's performance was really over the top, and it got quite an iconic gay following afterwards. But Christine was actually very cross about the film, and the poor woman is still, you know, trying to come to terms with things. But what's fascinating about it as well is all the other Hollywood stars at the time, like, some of them came out in support of Christine and some of them came out saying it's absolute nonsense, which kind of brings the whole memory thing into play. And younger siblings claimed they had, you know, a nice upbringing. But fascinating film. film all the same.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, but I suppose it's just making the point, you can never know what goes on behind other people's doors.
No.
Now, which mother are we going to have a go at
well,
now?
Well, I love, you know, the movie Carrie, the 1976 adaptation of Stephen King's Carrie. And I think the mother in that, played by Piper Laurie, has particular resonance for kind of anyone who grew up in Catholic Ireland, because she was obsessed with sex and avoiding sex, and she called, I think, breasts dirty pillows and things like that. So yeah, we have a clip here where Carrie's a young girl who's the father is absent. She wants to be normal, she wants to fit in, and she's been invited to the prom. So in this scene, she's telling her mom she wants to go to the prom.
Well, please see that I've got to start to try and get along with people better.
When are you going out about, Carrie?
I've been invited to the prom.
Prom?
Yeah, the senior prom. You know, everybody's going.
It's that teacher that called, wasn't it?
Please see that I'm not like you, Mom. I'm funny. I mean, all the kids think I'm funny. I don't want to be. I want to be normal. I want to start to try and be a whole person before it's too late for me to... His name's Tommy Ross, and he's a very nice boy, Mom.
No.
And he promised to stop him and meet
you
before and hand me and my minute. Mom, I've
accepted,
Mama.
No, no, no.
I've accepted, Mama. I've accepted.
Come to your closet.
No.
After all you've been taught,
everyone in bad, Mama. Everything in the sin.
Come to your closet and pray. Ask to be forgiven.
Oh, that's such a powerful film even now. And of course, the mother was a religious fundamentalist, and there was candles all over the house and crucifixes everywhere. But I think the most horrific thing about this film is that the mother told Carrie, you know, everyone's only laughing at you, don't go out and mix with them. And it turned out she was right. So there's no redemption at the end of this film. But Piper Laurie's portrayal in this is absolutely amazing. A really, really frightening religious mother.
Right. You know? Well, I presume they're not all like that.
No.
One has to hope.
Exactly.
Now, where to next?
Well, another one. This is a more recent film now. This is We Need to Talk About Kevin, which is based on the novel by Lionel Shriver. And the mother is played by Tilda Swinton. So she's a career woman in her late 30s and decides, you know, it's now or never, and she becomes pregnant and has a son. And actually, I watched this film when I was pregnant, which was a really bad idea, because what Lionel Shriver is doing here and what the movie does is it's kind of what will happen if you don't get that maternal feeling and you don't bond with your child, and the child turns out to be a serial killer. So it's really frightening, but very, very well done. And it's directed by Lynn Ramsey, a Scottish director. And it's really, really, you couldn't get more different film to the previous two. Very cerebral, very kind of moody, but nonetheless still a fantasy. I mean, these kind of things don't happen, touch wood, but I remember watching it.
Well, somebody has to be the mother of serial
killers.
Exactly.
But I suppose the angle this film is taking is it's kind of his violence is kind of mirrored by her lack of interest in him. And it's actually quite frightening, because she wanted to do well and she wanted to love the child. She just couldn't. So from that point of view, I thought that was quite a frightening and very interesting movie.
Right.
You know?
As you say, not the best to watch if you're expecting your own
baby. No, no. And actually, I watched it again recently just to make sure I wasn't imagining it. Because, you know, when you're really hormonal and you're watching things, and I wasn't. So, yeah, I had to double check before I spoke about it today, because it could have been in my head, but it wasn't.
Right.
But the next one now is a little bit more upbeat, but nonetheless something that people
have
to do.
We're giving mothers a great do here, aren't we?
Well, we're going to start redeeming things now, you know. So the next one is Monster in Law, which is a 2005 film starring Jane Fonda, and it was her first movie in 15 years, and she does an absolutely amazing job as Viola, the mother-in-law from hell. So we have a clip of this, which, so basically Viola has a son who's like baby Jesus to her, and he's a doctor, and he meets this girl who's not good enough for him at all, played by Jennifer Lopez, and they decide to get married. So in the clip we're going to hear, it's the wedding day.
Right, let's have a listen.
What is that?
What?
Where's your bridesmaid's dress?
Oh, I gave it to Ruby's daughter. She works at Hooters. She was thrilled.
Oh, take off that white dress right now, or I'll take it off for you.
Don't you tell me what to do!
You did not just poke me!
Don't you touch me, you two-bit tramp!
Oh! Oh, my God! Viola, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to.
You don't go and slap somebody and then apologize. Get some backbone.
This is crazy! Why don't you just face it? I am marrying Kevin today and there is nothing you can do about it.
You face it. You'll never be good enough for him.
Oh, I love it. It's so funny. Like, it was such a wonderful performance from Jane Fonda. And actually, I know a lot of people who will never admit saying they relate to that film. There's one scene in particular I thought was really funny where Viola's decided she's taking over the wedding and she wants to pick a particular church because the Jesus in the church reminds her of her son. You know, so it's just it, like, you'll never be good enough for my son, the doctor, that kind of thing. So I just think it's a really funny, but actually quite a film that hits on things that are... You know,
right.
You know, sometimes people do think that the woman isn't good enough for their son. And anyway, but it all ends happily in that movie anyway. And the next one I want to look at is Brenda Fricker as Mrs. Brown in My Left Foot, Christy Brown's mum.
Yeah, just for those that didn't see it, just set the scene.
OK, so Christy Brown basically is the famous Irish. Famous Irish artist and poet, and the film won an Oscar for Brenda Fricker in 1989. So basically, Christy has cerebral palsy and he's quite disabled, but his mum believes in him all his life and does everything she can to encourage him and make sure that he reaches his potential. An amazing true story.
Okay, let's have a listen.
What do you think you're doing, Mum?
Building a room for you.
Don't be mad.
Maybe if you have a room of your own, I'd start painting again. You have me heart broken, Christy Brown. Sometimes I think you are my heart. Look, if I could give you my legs, I would gladly take yours. What's wrong with you, Christy?
I'm sorry, ma'am.
She was terrific in
wonderful,
that.
Wonderful, deserves the Oscar.
Absolutely.
And from one wonderful Irish mum called Mrs. Brown to another.
Another one.
This is a bit of a cheat, though. We have Brendan O'Carroll's Mrs. Brown Boys being made into a movie this year.
Right, OK.
Are you all right, Agnes?
No, Winnie, I think I'm anorexic. 10 days I've been on this diet.
And have you lost anything?
Yes, 10 fucking days.
How do you feel?
I'm starving.
Well, did you weigh yourself today?
The scales is broken.
Agnes, everyone on a diet thinks that.
No, really, I threw them out the bathroom window yesterday.
Morning, Mammy.
Hello, love. I get you a cup of tea.
No, I get it myself.
No, I was going to lick out the oven anyway. Cathy, I can't do this diet.
Yes, you can.
I can't. I'm after eating a whole packet of them Ryvita crackers. And then I ate the wrapper. The wrapper was the feckin' nicest part.
Now.
And you see that stuff? I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah.
It's not butter.
It's absolutely great, it has to be said. I know you had, generally speaking, I know it's very hard to do a generalisation. Is the mother always, apart from some of the absolute awful viragos we've just heard there, is she always sweet and kindness and light?
Not always. And actually an interesting one to look at, I've been looking at a few kind of cartoony things now since I had my daughter. Mothers are largely absent in Disney movies as well. It's actually quite interesting. You know, either the child is an orphan or they have a wicked stepmother. Like, there's very few kind of positive representations of mothers in like kids' movies, which is weird.
Well, listen, I want to say to all the mothers that are out there that I hope you have a great day. I don't know, I'll get cosseted or whatever it is, but we're going to have to leave it there because we are out of time. So thank you very, very much indeed. And thanks to all our guests on the programme today. Today's programme was produced by Rachel Graham. Researchers Elizabeth O'Neill and Susan O'Loughlin. The broadcasting coordinator is Jarlath Holland. On sound, Mark Dwyer. And the series producer is Anne Farrell. Talk to you next week. Until then, from all of us here, a very good day to you.
1850-715-150.
The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai. Everyone's talking about the revolution driven by Hyundai, Ireland's fastest growing car brand.